This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
It's 5:22 in the evening. You're listening to Lynn and Kelvin, and we're going to be looking at some updates from Pasir Gudang. The latest is that the DOE, or the Department of Environment, will be monitoring the air quality around the clock at all 111 schools in the district, starting from yesterday all the way up to this Saturday.
So authorities are still trying to figure out what's going on. Monitoring done by the DOE last week didn't find any anomalies in the situation. And while we wait for more updates, we do have a special report for you. Our news reporter Sean Tanis was down in Pasir Gudang last week to understand the sentiment on the ground about the recent incidents. Sean, thank you so much for joining us today.
Thanks.
Okay, so talk to us. What was it like there?
So I was there immediately after, you know, the second incident took place, and there was this like blanket puzzle among those people in the area who were affected. And I only realized after speaking to the people there, because everybody was just, you know, getting on with their daily lives like normal. But when they explained, I found that people are, you know, having this confused emoji just virtually floating over their heads, walking around just speculating. Because technically, when the first incident at Sungai Kim Kim happened, chemical traces were detected in the urine and blood samples of those affected. But for the second incident, the toxicology test result was negative. And another puzzle was, during the first case, all the health symptoms and complications only occurred when chemicals were detected in the air. But somehow, for the second case, students and teachers showed these symptoms even without the presence of toxic gas in the air. So I spoke to some local business owners, factory workers and residents in the area, and these are their comments.
Apa yang berlaku sekarang ni memang orang cakap di luar jangkaan lah. Selama saya duduk 30 tahun ni lah baru berlaku ni. Bagi saya, kita pun tak salahkan siapa-siapa. Pencemaran ni, Pasir Gudang ni pun orang pun tahu yang banyak kilang kimia. Jadi tanda tanya tu, masalahnya dah 30 tahun baru sekarang berlaku. Itu jadi tanda tanya je.
Bukan saja budak sekolah yang terkena saja. Saya tengok seluruh penduduk sini. Siapa yang kerja yang duduk sini semua terkena, sebab itu angin berjalan juga. Kalau angin yang beracun yang tiup sampai mana, dia boleh kena sekeliling tu semua. Kadang-kadang kami dekat bahagian Pemas Jaya pun boleh cium bau dari kilang tu. Bila lepas hujan tu atau malam tu angin tak berjalan sangat, you boleh cium bau itu. Bau itu tak selesa sangat lah. Nah, memang itu bau dari kilang. Kami cuma tak pasti. Pasti pun tarik kilang apa juga itu. You macam nak muntah itu kalau you cium terlalu banyak.
Apa yang berlaku kat sekolah tu, itu yang kita tak faham. Betul-betul tak faham. Apabila sekolah je, masalah. Mesti ada kenanya. Sesak nafas lah, apalah semua. Memang macam itu. Kat rumah, okey. Itu yang masalah kita. Mak bapak ni macam tak faham lah apa yang berlaku sekarang ni.
Pergerakan udara ni dia tidak di bahagian bawah. Dia bahagian-bahagian mungkin tingkat 2, tingkat 3, kawasan yang udara bergerak. Bila kita tengok budak-budak main-main kat luar ni, tak ada nampak simptom apa pun. Tapi saya sendiri pun ada muntah-muntah. Bila pergi klinik tu, klinik ada beritahu lah. Mungkin ada efek tapi terlampau sedikit lah. Tapi kalau untuk budak-budak ni, kita risaulah sebab organ-organ badan dia pun masih baru kan. Punca udara datang tu dari mana, kita macam lambat sangat tahu. Tak tahulah sama ada dah tahu tapi sorok sebab tak nak bagi panik ataupun tak nak bagi rakyat dendam dengan syarikat, kita tak tahu.
So from what I gather from the clips, this confusion is somewhat feeding a lot of doubt. And I guess that leads to some amount of speculation whether the authorities are hiding information to protect some important stakeholders. And then that also leads, the confusion also leads to people jumping to conclusions.
Yeah, that's true. But not all of these self-analyses are negative. There's an interesting point how some parents observed and quickly highlighted the fact that students who fell sick are those whose classrooms are on the third and fourth floors of their school buildings. So these are higher ground points where, they are open. There's more exposure to wind in small spaces. So that's an interesting take. I also kept hearing about this mysterious smell that comes at night since there are so many speculations. So I stayed over to find out whether it's true. So it really happened. There was some unpleasant smell during nighttime and I can't quite tell what it is. Also, after rain in the evening, I smelled it also. It's like some burnt toast made of AA batteries.
Wow. I mean, I think that that's the kind of thing where if you did smell it all the time, you would definitely feel just very uncomfortable.
Yeah. And I also think people are a little bit desensitized. Like you're wearing perfume. When you're there, you don't realize after some time. So when I went back to Johor Bahru and then came back to Pasir Gudang again at night, I felt it. But maybe after about 15 minutes, I don't feel it anymore. So it's that kind of smile.
With that said, though, I mean, there's also some psychological effect, right, on the residents?
Yes. There's some real trauma and illnesses, obviously. But there are also people becoming ultra-sensitive to things. Like, this is when, like, every itch and every headache gets linked to the toxic gas itself. And besides, there are also many concerns raised by residents on whether they feel safe living in industrial towns like this in the long term. So these are some of the concerns.
Setakat ni belum ada yang kemalangan jiwa. Mungkin rakyat akan masih lagi dapat terima lah dengan keadaan sekarang. Tapi kalau benda ni settle dengan lambat, kita bimbang ada kemalangan jiwa yang berlaku. Kat situ akan menyebabkan rakyat lagi marah dengan keadaan. Sebab kita sekarang ni tak tahu apa, langsung tak tahu. Kita hanya tahu budak-budak pingsan. Semua budak-budak kan, kat sekolah je. Tempat-tempat lain belum ada dengar. Jadi kita risaulah benda ni ada, takut ada kemalangan jiwa nanti.
Bawa masa sekarang ni memang tak ada dengar lagi dia orang nak pindah ke apa. Sebab apa, dia orang memang semua penduduk sini memang dah kerja kat sini. Kalau nak pindah pun satu masalah ke kan, nak tukar sekolah anak lah apalah. Oleh kerana itu, bagi saya ibu bapa ni, kita tengok je lah apa yang kerajaan akan buat.
Bukan senang kalau you nak pindah dari sini. Sebab itu rumah you nak jual pun tak ada orang nak lagi. Semua orang sudah tahu ini kawasan ada pollution. Siapa berani beli lagi ini tempat? Rumah bukan semua sudah bayar habis hutang tu. Orang pun sudah tahu ini kawasan ni tak selamat sangat tu. Ada pencemaran udara lagi.
So with all that, it's not just all doom and gloom, right? I guess people are still sensible in facing this issue. Some also see this development in a more positive light.
Yes, a lot of people also believe this is a much-needed wake-up call for everyone, because most people knew from day one that Pasir Gudang is an industrial area, but only now, when the data is coming out, they know that there are over 2,000 factories in the area, and the fact that there are 111 schools, while the number of chemical factories are more than double at 250, that is a shock to a lot of people. So they are aware that these factories didn't come overnight, and also the government can't just shut them down. So there are calls from some quarters on why the schools are being closed, but the factories remain open. So these are some interesting comments from them.
Kalau tutup factory itu agak mengganggu rezeki semua pekerja. Itu serius juga. Tapi ia tak tutup sekolah, budak tu nyawa mereka akan terancam juga.
Actually, kita tak tahu pencemaran tu ada kat situ. Bila dah berlaku ni baru kita tahulah. Kalau ikutkan, dah lama dah benda tu. Daripada asal dah lebih 20 tahun dah rasa pencemaran tu dekat air tu dah ada. Pencemaran air tu dah terlalu penuh kan. Dan dia tak boleh nak, mungkin satu masa dia mesti akan burst menyala kan. So mungkin ada bagusnya dari segi di sekarang ni dia baru nak ni kan. Okey lah, daripada dah lama nanti lama-lama lagi teruk kan. Kalau benda tu tak berlaku, kita takkan tahu tau benda ni kan. Jadi bagus juga benda tu berlaku. Jadi kita tahu sebenarnya ada pencemaran kat situ. So sekarang bila benda berlaku, kita akan alert lah benda tu.
Sean, thank you so much for that report. We do have to head to the 5:30 news, but Sean will be back basically for the market wrap as always after. So keep it here, BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my, BFM 89.9, the business station.